must be willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how excruciating. Meditating, listening to powerful speakers, journaling, making gratitude lists that leave you sobbingly aware of what a miracle your life is, reading biographies of people who inspire the crap out of you, exercising, listening to music that makes you feel like an invincible pillar of joy, strength, and don't mind if I do, saying affirmations over and over until they become your truth, making a vision board and staring at it all of the time, ensmartening yourself, breathing slowly, intentionally, deeply sucking in the good, fully breathing out the bad, stretching, writing down your manifesto and visualizing yourself in your new life to the point where you can feel it, taste it, own it, get all choked up and grateful for it. Success isn't static. It's not one place. You don't arrive at success, crack open a beer, and call it a day. Success is a way of being and adapting and growing that gets easier the more you practice. If you want to be a successful person and stay a successful person, you're going to want to always have some sort of spiritual gym workout in place. And you're going to want to be especially diligent about your workout when you're cranking away towards achieving a specific goal. So, before you listen to the rest of this audiobook, put together some kind of spiritual gym routine. Get specific about which practices make you feel like you could bench press a gorilla and make them a non-negotiable part of every single solitary day with no exceptions. Which song or playlist will you listen to every day? Which book or books will you read every morning and for how long? Will you meditate? For how long and where? You are unauthorized to wing it each day. Get the specifics of your routine in place so you commit to it without a bunch of fumbling around and indecision and trying to remember where you left your yoga pants. I recommend keeping your workout short so you don't get overwhelmed, ideally 15 to 30 minutes per day, first thing in the morning. This audiobook is meant to be a supplement to your spiritual gym workout. It doesn't go deep into explaining how a lot of the concepts work, like my other badass books and most self-help books do, but it gives you simple prompts to think about and put into action immediately. Think of it as the booster shot for all the motivational medicine you're taking, or as your accountability partner, your personal trainer, your superhero pill, or as the keeper of the mighty flame roaring beneath your nether regions. This audiobook isn't meant to add to your workload, but rather to make the work easier and more focused by giving you quick perspective shifts, reminders, meditations, and loving motivational spankings. Listen to a page a day, or just listen at random when you need a boost and see what you get. I also suggest you use a journal with the audiobook so you have a place to do the exercises and keep track of any insights you have while listening. If a particular exercise or affirmation is really working for you, keep doing it until you feel you need to move on to a new one and then consult a different page. Here's to living the life you desire and deserve every damn day. It always surprises me when people say, "I'm not a very creative person." Because the thing is, if you're alive, you're creating. You're creating thoughts, friendships, new cells, hairdos, joys, problems, solutions, sentences, routes to work, truths to live by, perhaps the occasional avocado toast. You are an artist, and your masterpiece is your life. Your world is the canvas. Your desires and ideas are the sketches. Your thoughts, words, and attitudes are the paint. Your body is the brush. Your actions are the strokes. Your beliefs are the skills you use to apply the paint. Your faith and gratitude determine how extraordinary your work of art is. If your painting isn't turning out the way you'd like it to, investigate which part of the process you're struggling to master, and then change your approach.